We are up to Daf Pei Gimel Amid Aleph, where it says on the bottom, Ein Mishivin Es Ha'ari. Okay, this is in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about when a person dies, under Rabbi Eliezer. After Rabbi Eliezer dies, he don't slug up a Talmud Chacham after he dies. Once already he left this world, you leave his Torah at peace. Let's see what it says. Besugin Mavur. Let's see what it says. B'sugim avur shemishum she'ein mashiv nesari le'achamisa. You don't, mashivim means you don't undo. You don't shlug up. You don't refute the logic of the lion after he dies. When a person is alive, you have a question, so you can go to him and you can tell him, we don't understand what you're saying, we have a question, and you'll have a debate, you'll have a discussion. When the person is no longer living, there's no one to have the discussion with. So therefore, don't leave it be. The halacha remains, and even though you have a question, you have to assume that there is a valid answer for the question. You may not ask a question at Tan after he dies. If he was alive, it's very likely he will give you a good answer. This has to be taken with a grain of salt. It's not always the case. A dying only decides based upon what he sees. Any kemeshiv aesari liachar misa, okay, elatori hi velilmod anu tzrichen. Now, gesundheit, and who is, okay, now who, by the way, who is the Rav Yoh? Okay, I'm not sure who the Rav Yoh is. He's, okay, so he's a Rishon, okay, so. Okay, so it depends. Okay. No, okay. Feel good. I'm a full shlemer. Keep it, be good. Okay. Be well. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, Uvishud Igris Moshe, Kosav Lulmoy Misugyo and the following. Sh'avsh Ein Mishim Esari Lachamisim Vlata Dvodav Yehim Kidibre Elokim Chayim Uvisifter Riki Yilmudu Es Dvodav Vakadosh Baruch Hu Yomer Eliezer Bini Kachu Oimer. We have the famous Gemara where the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he heard it was a machlokes Rabbi Elazar Yeshua, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu had Nachas Shuach, and he said, Eliezer Bini Kachu Oimer, Mikom Mokom Ein Liv Soiken, you do not paskin, Shabisugin Ein Paiskin Mahalocha Kabilezer, Behavi Meagamor Baba Basra. So therefore, there in that Gemara, when the Gemara spoke about Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, the Gemara did not pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. So just because he is no longer here, does not mean that the halacha necessarily follows his opinion. And we bring it right from the Gemara of Basra. Shama Revel Rabbi Papa, the Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Kishiyava. What?
He was still alive. The point was that even though you see Shemayim gets credited,
they don't paskin like him. They doesn't mean paskin. Rav Migmar Bava Basha Shomer Rav Revel Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Shikshiyava Lifneim Psak Din Shalo Lo Yikru Oiso. Do not rip it up. Im Yesh Lohem Pircha Alze Shula Im Hoye Shama Hoye Meishav Lohem Dava. They would have a good answer. The Av Shlo Tikru Oiso Miku. Even though Shlo Tikru Oiso Miku Mokam Lo Tilmo Mizel Las Halacha Kain. Just because you do not rip up the halacha does not necessarily mean you follow the halacha. El Titzru. You have to follow what makes sense to your eyes. Now this little sugyo, these two paragraphs, is a very hot issue in contemporary halacha. I'll give you one very hot potato, and that is brain death. Okay, so Rav Moshe issued Piski Halacha on brain death, and many people have come along and said that the technology today has advanced to a much greater degree than was known at the time when Rav Moshe issued his halacha, and therefore today it's different. Today we have to extrapolate that Rav Moshe would say something different. But Rav Moshe didn't say anything there. Rav Moshe said, "This is the halacha. This is the way it is." And there are other things like that. There are other issues, other shilas that have been decided in not that long ago. And people today are coming along and saying conditions have changed. And therefore, we have to be mevatel.
I mean, he didn't have all the information in front of him.
So that's the debate. That's always the big debate. What exactly What exactly does
that,
it mean?
The eruv also.
There are a lot of different issues like that. So therefore, you have until now, you haven't accepted psak halacha from a certain major paisek, and now we're coming along and we're saying we're being meshivin esharwi. We have a kasha. We have a pircha. We have a kasha. This psak halacha that was said, maybe we can say it only applied in that situation. But in this situation, things are a little bit different. Maybe it's a valid svara. So what do we do in this situation? So obviously this is a very big debate in every different, all these different contemporary issues. This is, it touches over here, just because you have a kasha, you have a new insight, you have new information, it does not necessarily mean that the psak halacha changes. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Over here there's a kasha in lomdus, maybe a revelation in mitzias, in reality, in science, new information, maybe that indeed does change. Okay, so this is something which is a very interesting topic. Bizman hazeh. Next sugya. Hezek lachaver. This is a bit more mystical. Okay, sometimes we do some way out stuff, and this definitely qualifies for mysticism. Hezek lachavero al yidei shame. Person that can say shemos hakadoshim and cause his friend harm are yichayev for damages. Besugin donu al hanosin liisha get almanasha ta'alel lirukia. He has such a nice almanas that he goes to shemayim. Also, so the get is chal. How could it possibly be a man says, I'm giving you the get, and the get should only be chal if I ascend to heaven. If I ascend to heaven, then the get will be chal. What? I'm sorry, I made a mistake. She should go up. She should go to heaven. The get will be chal if you go to heaven. You will become an astronaut. If NASA will take you on the space shuttle, you will be divorced. So the Gemara asked the question. How in the world did she ascend to heaven? The Gemara says it works, but the Taisus besugin hikshu ketzad yitochen sha'ola adam l'rakia ubiaro sheyitochen sha'ola al yidei shame. Supernatural things. Point. Okay, that's the Gemara. Take it for what it says. Beshut lehoros nosan kosav ledaik shaf kishakayim es devarv v'ol lerokia al yidei shame. Hareze nechshav. So it counts in the world of reality. The condition has been fulfilled and she is divorced. Hareze nechshav kilu also zos v'kiyimat nabiatzmo. V'ulam kosav lidchoy tsraya zo. Now, and so he says. So wait, what was it? One more time. Shaf kishakayim es devarv. Sha'av kishakai kim es devarav olo lerokia al yidei shame. He went to Shemayim. Here's the, I'm not sure what it means. Harei ze nechshav kilu osa zos v'kim ha'tanai bi'atzma. V'ulam, kosav litcho esrayi zos shebesugyun ha'tano, ha'tanai shehisna imo, lo hoyal etzem ho'aliyo, ela almanas shet Tehei birakia, the kevon shalol lo ichbes lanu. Since she, in reality, she went up there, it doesn't make a difference. Ketzad also, avol the ms ein ze nechshav she also beatzma. Okay, I don't know what this means. Obviously, with. Okay, let's go further. Lefi zedon. Let's go further and see something more practical from this. Lefi zedon al adam shehizik es chaveru al yidei shama shem shemus hakadosh mim shemazik im chayiv l'shalom lo elan ezek. So here's a shayla. If a person is knowledgeable in these matters and he utters a shame and he causes his friend harm, is he chayiv to pay damages?
How does he know that the shame is what caused the harm?
He knows it. He knows. These are off our radar. Im nechshav hadavar keilu hu ois osa hanezek beatzmo v'chayiv, oy ulai nechshav keilu osa al yidei davar chitzani potem l'shalim. Or do we say that it's a grama? He may be chayiv bidei shamayim, but it is not called he did a maisa biyodayim. So at most it's a grama, and he will be potem bidei yodam. Okay, possibly. Over here he's saying something more explicit, something that he does mamish hashemi. Oh, he actually does a maisa. Ayin har, maybe you just give a look. There's a certain degree of jealousy. Jealousy. But here the person, he actually goes and he says something. He does a maisa. A maisa that's supernatural, and he succeeds in causing a person harm. Is this called a maisa to the degree where the person has to pay the other? Mitzil l'shut halacha is ketana, it's a bit cut off this line, and he cites the shut halacha is ketana, shekosav she hahoyreg nefesh al yidei shem oy kishuf. A person kills a person through a shem or kishuf. Kevon she shebidiburoy. Kevon she be di. I think it means shebidiburoy harei hu oisa maisa. He brings a raya that yes, it's no worse than kishuf. Just like we have in halacha, there's something called kishuf where a person chayiv mitzvah, and that is done with the koyach adibur. It's done with the koyach adibur, and for the koyach adibur alone, a person's chayiv mitzvah kishuf. So too, when a person does a maisa al yidei shem, it's done with dibur, that would be enough. Alright, so he brings down the halachas ketanas, which seem to indicate that a person is have to pay damages when he caused the person harm al yidei the koyach adibur. Beseifer, beseifer apoiskim yeshnam nidoinim rabbi me'ein zeh. There are many examples of this type of situation. For example, al yitzuras behem al yidei shem b'shabbos. A person, he creates an animal. A person creates an animal with the koyach adibur. We're beseifer geza yishai. Shechakar, he has the following theoretical question. Imutu livoy adam oy behema b'shabbos, are you allowed to make a goylem? Or are you allowed to create an animal Shabbos al yidei sefer yitzira? Is it called the maitza? Is it, no, so on Shabbos there's an issue, another problem of you're boine, you are creating something. One of the melachos is boine. So if you create a goylem on Shabbos, right? If you bring your talmidim into the shir, you bring your talmidim into the shir, and you say and you give them a shir. You say to them, you teach them some narishkeit. You've shaft a goylem, right? You create a goylem. So you chay for the malach of boine on Shabbos. So this is a shaila. The acharei pilpuloi hela sheyosh ein v'malach azu shum derech acheres ki im derech tziruf oisios Hashem shabo nivra oylam uvekach yivra. Don't tell me that this is not kedarkoi. It's a shinu, because that's the way it's done. The chadesh should know my shahu malachas kilachayat el zehu derech malachas shal zo shal brias adam or behemah shachayo heisa brias olam. That is how Hashem created the world. I did tziv oisio shal shem zeh imkain yesh bezem mishum isur asiyas malachas shal bayne umi shal oisek besefi yitzir bari adam or behemah biyom hashabbos over al loisase kumalachas. So this very mystical sefer Geza Yishai says a chiddush that a person creates an animal or a person. They say for Yitzira, the koyach hadibur is so powerful that a person can mechayiv for skila for a ma'isa dibur.
How do you get masura on this?
You warn him before he does it. Don't do this. What are you doing now?
Don't do it.
Right? Okay, there's a lot of Musar Haskell in this. You see the Koyach HaDibur, how far the Koyach HaDibur goes. Chet Shachot L'Shoinam. Ach, Beshut Kerem Chemet. Kosav L'Hasig Al Divrei HaGeza Yishai. Hanal. Sheheichon Nimsa Shoresh Moloch HaZos B'Mishkan. What are you talking about? All of the Lama Test Molochas come from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there was no such thing as mysticism. Everything there was done Al Derech HaTeva. To some degree. Ya'afilu Toldo Ein. It was at least looked from to the at least it had the appearance that it was done al derech hatav. Enoch Nam, we know that it was not, but at least to some degree it had the appearance. And therefore he says over here, I feel told the ein zeh kevan shet sarach told the hadayim la'av ve'av shuhu boineahu b'davar gashmi hanitol miyad liyad v'lo b'davar ruchni shlochay sabinim kizeh b'mishkan klal. So therefore he says this cannot possibly be correct, because everything must be traced to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there was no such thing as the Sefer Yetzira, and therefore this thing cannot possibly be true. There is definitely no Chil Shabbos in such an oifen. U'b'sefer leif chayim hevi rayil livri hageza yishai. He brings a rayim yishut halochayis ketanas hanah that we quoted before on the top v'al pizeh ol So he brings over here some type of mystical thing. If you have a candle that is lit on Shabbos and you want the candle to go out, so it seems that there are people out there that are knowledgeable in doing some mystical things that will cause the candle to go out. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? Does that come near the violation of kibui on Shabbos. He says you can do it. If you know that by saying a certain mizmor in Tehillim, the candle will mysteriously go out, you can do it. So you're not doing malach shuhu. It's arusa dilatata. What does that mean? It means his arus mo'ilim hazeh kideh sheyiyeh. Is arusa dileilo, that something should happen in Shemayim, and that is a grama, that is indirect, and that is mutar on Shabbos. Who die is the mechabe. Who Hashem Yisparach Hamashkiach B'tachtanim Ayde Shuroi Zuchus Mash Oisim Lamat V'Harei Ze Groma De Groma. It's a Groma De Groma. New Yisoid. A Groma De Groma. V'lechem Oven Ze Ein Shum Chshash Yisra. Okay, so this is mysticism. Okay, something a little bit off the topic, but it's interesting idea, and it comes from the Taisus. You cannot deny the fact that all this comes in Taisus. When a man gives a get to his wife and it says they're going to divorce, Lamanas, and you go to the Rekia, and Taisus says the way she will go to the Rekia is Al Yidei Shame. Through the utterance of a shame. So you see over here that these things do have significance in halacha. Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. We've not heard of any person the b'zman hazeh that has these koiches. All right, let's go to the next topic.
I know you've touched on this in the past, but for example, this past week, FJ Jacobs, had a half a page advertisement about this mukubelet.
Stay away.
Ada Miller coming from Israel for 2 weeks, and she takes away, and she mentioned it. She took away the Ayin Hara of some girl, and she got married.
Listen, I can't.
She got married.
This is not the way. Listen, I can't speak for anyone but myself. Kol Yomai Godalti Ben Hachachonim. Okay, Kol Yomai Godalti among many Talmidei Chachonim, and they've all taught me. I can't speak for anyone other than me. They've all taught me stay a million miles away.
This is happening in our community. This is a local.
This is a sickness. This is a sickness.
Doesn't mean people are listening. They put it in.
This is a sickness.
Do they have to accept
that and people are going?
Okay, I'm shocked that they accept such an ad, because supposedly everything that they do on Peter Reisman. He's supposedly he's in charge of all the rabbinic questions in the FJJ. And if I know about Reisman, he is from the biggest critics of these type of people. So why is such an advertisement in that paper? I'm sure in this week's paper there will be letters to the editor coming to discuss the issue. Alright, I'm not into this. All I can tell you is my teachers, my rabbin, my parents, my grandparents didn't know from these things, never heard of these things, stayed a million miles away, and just be go derech hayashar tamim tia im Hashem Elokeichem. Stay a million miles away from these things. Okay, let's go to the next sugya. Nahog. Okay, I'm trying to read what it says over here. This means over here, the topic over here, if I remember correctly, is about a person falls asleep. This unfortunately was there was a terrible mice that happened that long ago. That was distraction of a cell phone distraction. But let's say a nahog shagar she. The top, on the left side. Missing that line. The title is Nahog means a driver. Shehizik Alidei or Shagoram Beemsan Nisi. I think he fell asleep. It refers to a person, Shanirdam, maybe Shanirdam. Okay, the topic over here is a person falls asleep at the wheel. Someone who is driving and falls asleep at the wheel, and by falling asleep he causes damage. What is his degree of responsibility? Is he called a mazik biyodayim, or is it called a grama? Okay, let's see what it says. Besugin huva machlokes atanoim al oimer koinen eini b'sheina hayoim im eishon lemachar. I'm making a neder. My neder is I deny myself sleep today if I go to sleep tomorrow. In other words, that if today I fall, that if I go to sleep tomorrow, if I go to sleep tomorrow, I was not allowed to go to sleep today. And if I then, therefore, it's totally void. The entire day I'm not allowed to go to sleep, because if I do go to sleep today and I go to sleep again tomorrow, lima freya, retroactively, I was in violation of my vow, and I'm chayav malchus. I'm chayav malchus for violating my vow.
Without sleep is worse than drunk.
Intoxicated. Drunk. It's right. In a chanami. Let's see what
that's premeditated.
Okay, in a chanami. Let's see what he says. You're right. Absolutely. Let's see. Let's see how it goes through this over here. Uladas Rav Nachman Yishon Hayom. He says, go to sleep today. The Ein Choyshashem Shema Yishon Lamacha. Shadover Zed Toli Biyad Odom Shabiyodol Lihimona Me Mishina. So it's a fascinating Gemara. So the person says, I want to go to sleep now. I'm tired. I made this crazy. It's still theoretical, these type of cases. The person says crazy things. I make a vow that I deny myself with a neder the option of sleeping today if I go to sleep tomorrow. So now, today, all of a sudden, I find myself very drowsy. I'm out of shear, and I want to go take a little nap. I want to take a nap. So the question is, are you allowed to doze off? And you'll say, listen, I'll just make sure tomorrow I don't go to sleep. The only time, I will only be in violation of my vow if the condition is fulfilled tomorrow. I will just make sure that tomorrow the condition is not fulfilled. How will I make sure that the condition is not fulfilled? I will not go to sleep tomorrow. I'll just make sure that I stay awake the entire day tomorrow. Can you do that? Can a person be a Baal Habos upon himself to make sure that he does not go to sleep? Maybe sleep is something which is beyond your control. A person falls asleep, it's not within your power. 24 hours to be awake for 24 hours is not necessarily within your power. The Gemara says it is. It's within your power. Therefore, you as a human being have a right to make a decision today. I will go to sleep today, and I'm not concerned that I will be retroactively in violation of my vow, because tomorrow it's within my power to guarantee that I do not go to sleep. That's what it says in the Gemara. Vihine, b'taisvis mevua sh'afsh adam muli olam. Even though, how could a person make any condition for himself? A person is always the b'cheskas of mood. He's always b'cheskas making trouble. He makes trouble for himself, for other people. Mikol makam imhizik ba'oynis gomor harehu potter. Even though a person is a mu'id, a person generally does the wrong thing. But there's something called an oynis. You have a right to take risks. You have a right to make a decision. Okay, well, let's leave with that. L'inyin shomer sach. Now let's go further. L'inyin shomer sach kasu b'taisvis she'im nignav. Now we elaborate upon falling asleep. If a person is a shomer sach, you're being paid to watch something. Shem nignav mimenu ba'oynis gomor harehu chayiv. There's no question. Ba'oynis gomor harehu chayiv. Ach b'mokom achar kasu shem shadam shomer sach apotur b'nignav mimenu ba'oynis gomor. A shomer sachar is chayiv on geneva v'yavira. This is machlokes v'shoyim. It's a very complicated sugya. A shomer sachar is chayiv on geneva v'yavira. But let's say the geneva was done in a way that's an onus. It was a bizarre type of geneva. It's the one type of geneva when you locked it up. You did everything that you're supposed to do, and it was stolen. So the halacha is, your chayiv. That's what the shomer you're being paid. You're being paid to take responsibility in case it gets stolen or lost. But let's say the type of geneva was totally off the charts. It was stolen in a way that no one in the wildest dreams would have expected it to be stolen. So this is gezuntad is machlokes rishonim. If nignav be'oynis gomor. What he's calling here an oynis gomor, that's like listing the zuim. If armed robbers come, let's say that's one example. Harehu chayiv, you're going to be chayiv achim b'makom achim kasu shagam shem esach apater b'gneiva menu b'oynis gomor. So gezunas, there are two different types in that the contradict one another when it comes to a gneiva b'oynis gomor. Even though generally you chayiv a gneiva, but if it's a type of gneiva that was way beyond your control, so there is a svar to say that you're going to be potter because a shem esach is potter on oynsin. He is potter on accident. Dugma, now here comes another, here's where we're getting into the sugya. Dugma l'oynis gomor kosu taisvis kagoyin ba olav choyli shel tirif hadas oishena nafla olav ba'oynis. You're a guardian. I'm guarding the object, and I'm overcome with fatigue, either insanity or fatigue. So you see here that shena, sleep is something that's called an oynis gomor. Dugma l'oynis gomor kosu taisvis kagoyin ba olav next. Ach yeshamer shim nenas min nirdam Nenas v'nirdam, ein ze bechlal oynes gomer. Not everyone agrees to this. Ein v'beis Yosef, shehevi deos harishonim b'zeh, Tosfos and Bava Kamma says sleep is called an oynes gomer. It's beyond your control. If I am sitting in a room and I suddenly fall asleep, there is nothing I could have done to prevent this from happening. The definition of an oynes is there's nothing I can do to prevent this from happening. Tosfos here seems to say that if a person is overtaken by a fatigue or he falls asleep, it's beyond your control. So if that's the case, this is going now to be a contradiction to what it said above. We learned above that if a person makes a vow that I will not go to sleep today if I go to sleep tomorrow, and I want to go to sleep today, and I will make a decision, I will be certain that tomorrow I'm not going to fall asleep, you can make that condition because tomorrow it may be beyond your control. You may fall asleep against your will. So you see over here, Tosfos, he's trying to bring out that Tosfos seems to contradict himself in this matter. I mean, one place Tosfos seems to say that falling asleep is not under your control. On the other hand, Tosfos seems to say that a person does have the power to prevent himself from falling asleep.
In the army, if you have guard duty and you fall asleep, then you get court-martialed.
Yes.
It's your response.
So where do you draw the line? So obviously there has to be a certain degree of preparation.
No question.
If you are going to be on shift for a long period of time,
then you have to be prepared.
If you're not prepared, there's almost nothing you can possibly do. You're going to fall asleep.
Or you can turn down the job and see, I can't do it because I have to.
But when they court martial people for falling asleep, they're court martialing them because they did not prepare themselves. It's not for falling asleep. You know, it's not because they are telling them to do the impossible. They're being court martialed because they did not take the proper precautions. Okay, let's go further. He hired someone to guard his merchandise at night in the market. He hired him to guard it. The talk for Allah Mishnasa, he fell asleep the Yoshan, the Nignaf Hasakhira, and it was stolen. Sheyesh lechayvay af im hoya shomer chinam kevan shescharo belayla b'shuk harehu kiniska shlolishan. If you are hiring a person, you're hiring him not to fall asleep to prepare. V'poshaya kevan sheshir benavsha shlolishan. So exactly what you're saying. The guy who brings down a shul of you being hired. If you are being hired to be a guard at night and you fall asleep, you have no excuse. You're being hired to prepare to go to sleep during the day so that you can remain awake at night. B'shut. Okay, now we come to a more modern application. A driver. He caused an accident. Is this called an accident? And for an accident, he's chayv in damages, but he's not chayv in doctor bills. Okay, that's a sugya in the Gemara. So you're chayv even b'oinsin of a person directly causes fellow harm. Adam muid la'olam, but you only chayv to pay nizokin, nezek. But you're not chayv to pay sheves, shripui, boishas, all of those other things. Those things are not necessarily chayv for. Are you who begeder onus karv l'pshia shechayv mulvada nezek? Or do we say that this is not called an accident? A person that's dry when he falls asleep, this is called an onus with a pshia. Karv l'pshia, and yichayiv in all of the associated damages. Nezek, sheves, shriba, boishas, all of those things. So the Shevet HaLevi of Rosner responded, v'heishiv she'im ha'nog nirdam nesiyah harucha miyad karv l'tchilas ha'nesiyah. So he says something very b'chish at the beginning of the trip. Ein sofek she'hanahog posha b'nafshoi v'nefesh ha'chayim shlo yoshem maspik v'ichnes atzma b'nesiyah kezos. And therefore, if he fell asleep in the beginning of the journey, there's no question about it. He's chayiv in everything. He's a posheya. But look what he says here. This is a very big chiddush. I'm sure this is very controversial what he says. Ulam im ira ha'enis karv l'soif ha'nesiyah. Obviously, you have to know what kind of travel, what type of trip we're dealing with. Shaderech ha'olam shagam im yoshan koidem kuroi. That a person who, even if he would sleep in advance, he would take all the precautions. A person going on a trip for 5 days and you can't sleep for all this period of time and take some cat naps here and there. So it's ridiculous to go expect a person to stay awake for such a long time. Kuroi mikol mokom yitochem shatibul al adam tardema yidei nasi arucha beprat becheshkas laila. It was a kosher lekvoya shu'oinis kavlopshi. So he's an onus, he's chayiv for Nezek, but to say that he's a Poshea, and the Nafkamina will be that he has to pay extra damages, to the Sheves, all those things, Ripui, maybe that he's not necessarily going to be Chayiv. This is a major issue in the airline industry. Okay, airline industry, because pilots,
bus drivers,
but it's even much greater danger when you're a pilot than when you're a truck driver. No, I mean,
pilot.
Obviously these are made even I remember years ago when they changed the laws of residency. They used to be able years ago they used to be able to force a doctor, a resident, to go on 36 hour shifts, and then they changed the law. They changed. I think they can't force them now. What is it now? How many hours the max? No, a resident in a hospital.
Oh, maybe 16 hours.
16 hours? That's it? Yeah, it used to be 36 hours. Yeah. 36 hours. They changed the law.
What happened as a result?
Because you'll kill people. A person's not in the proper frame of mind. You're responsible. You'll press the wrong buttons. You can kill people. Okay, so this obviously is a very interesting topic when it comes to halacha. When it comes to what are the expectations that we have of a person to maintain, to remain awake. Nafkamina la halacha, adam is mu'udli oilam, but when it comes to a situation, chas for shom, when a person does fall asleep, and because of that there are damages to be paid, what degree? If there are two categories in halacha, there's a category called an onus, you're a complete accident, and there's a category called an onus karov lepashia. And each one has its own set of rules. So what are the expectations that we have of people? This appears to be in the Gemara shtickle over here, and these are the sugyas. Okay, next sugya, Pei Zayin. This is a very interesting topic. I once saw a nasty fight take place about this. I once saw someone, they filled out the ksuba, and they did not put titles. And when the person went to read the ksuba, it was very nasty. The person who read the ksuba, he expressed himself that the title was missing in front of the entire tzibur. It was shocking that people would be. Let's see. Ksivas toyarin diksuba. When you write a ksuba, do you write the father of the chos, the heart of the kal? Do you write haraf, hagoyin, haadi, hamafursam, hanoide, hasha'orim, hatzadik, hagoyin, huamiti, hagoyin, huamiti?
Then you got page 2.
Ve'ho'onov. Ve'ho'onov. Okay, continue on the next page.
Animus and kamosha.
What?
Animus and
kamosha.
Kamosha.
Kamosha. God will be my shit. Birama kosav shalichat chila ein kaisen beget rav chacham afilu im muchsak bekach in a get you do not write titles. Ke Yankel Shmerel, that's it. No titles, no matter how great the person is. El Kaisen Ploini Ben Ploini, the Sefer Nachla Shiva, that is the authoritative Sefer that sets all the rules for Gittin and Ksubis, Kosav, Sheyesh Lahakpid, the Ksuva, Bechaldova, Shemedaktik, and Beget. In Nachla Shiva, it says, whatever you do in a get, you do in a Ksubis, it indicates that in Ksuba you do not write titles. So the Chosan, you don't write, certainly, you never saw anyone write about a chassan harav hagoyin in the invitation. I always laugh in the invitation. Habacher hamuflog, hamuflog. What are you talking about over here? Habacher hamuflog, hachassan hamuflog, hakala hamehulala. All of these expressions. Come on, let's get serious over here. Just write habacher, hachassan, hakala, habsula. What do you need all of these expressions? People get a little bit carried away. Okay, but when it comes to the ksuba, you don't see that. You never say by the ksuba hachassan hamuflog. That you never heard when they read the ksuba. That they don't do.
They have it on the. What do you call it?
Do they write harav? Chosna smichon. Do they write harav? I don't know. I don't pay attention.
No, they have on the invitation.
On the invitation, right? That's what we said. I know. That's what we said. So Shaila is. But what about the father of the chosn? The father of the kala. Many times these are distinguished people. They had their rabbanim, the chashuvim, talmidei chachamim. So what are you to do? So the Nachla Shiva says, whatever you do in a get, you do in a ksuba. A get, it's categorically forbidden to add titles. Memel in a ksuba, you leave out the titles. Not so simple. Ach, Beshut Nahara Mintz Hakadmoin Uvitashbates Kasu Benusa Haksuba Toyar Rebbe and Moras the Chain who Moras is no big deal, but Rebbe already is a very title of authority. Rebbe the Chain who Beoit Svanim Shavu Nusa Haksubi brings down other old Ksubas where indeed they did air titles. So you see that it's an Achlekes HaPoiskim.
Before the
Varish. Let's see. Beshut Kinei Boisem Nishal Al Asher Chadoshim Yikon of Bohu. He asked about this new custom. L'chadish Shalom Lichtav Shum Toya B'Ksuba Heyo Shal Yodei Chain Mitztarfim Lupam Gam Hatoyerim Litzilufim Mitzuyomim V'yochol Yos Chashom L'Gerus. Okay, we're not into these Kabbalistic things. We're not into these Gematrius. Okay, people make Gematrius. I told you the story once where a certain woman, she came to the Rebbe and she asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, I have a son read a shirach. Should I do the shirach? So she said, What's the name of the boy for your daughter? Here's the name. So he says, don't do the shirach. She comes back the next day, go for it. Didn't work out. The boy didn't want. She comes back every day. She comes back asking, what's the new name? This is a good shirach, not a good shirach. So one day the Rebbe says, so she always thought that the Rebbe has Ruach HaKodesh. She has Ruach HaKodesh. She tells the Rebbe the name of the boy and the daughter. He right away sees in the Alama, if it's a good shirach, what's going to come? 10 generations down the line, from Shiach will come, she had Emunah Pshut in the Rebbe, he had Ruach HaKodesh. So one day the Rebbe got annoyed. What are you bothering me every day with all these names? Hey, I'll tell you what to do. I'll give you the gematrius, and you add up the numbers, and if the numbers add, they're an even number, then it's good. If it's an odd number, it's no good. So she was baffled that the whole thing is just you add up the numbers. You add up the numbers, and it's just you don't need a rebbe for this. You can do this on your own. So here he's asking a very funny, very very funny question. That if you add titles, there's a kunz. If the numbers don't work out, so just add harav, harav. If that doesn't work out, add harav. If that doesn't work out, harav hagoyin hamiti.
With the kailam.
Okay, so over here he's saying over here is that the reason why people have decided not to add titles is because when you add the title, it becomes part of the gematria, and it becomes part of the gematria. People who are into these things and it means something to them, it may not work to their benefit.
I was by a chasana last night as far as the
show. Yeah,
I never heard such
1,000 titles.
Not titles,
different nusach, a different ksuma.
The ksuma is about twice as long.
And they added the amount.
In dollars. How much?
$26,000.
Yeah, they put in
a dollar value. Dollar values. Only $26,000. That's it. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further. So he answers the heishiv shaloi matzim bepaiskim shachashul that we don't find any hakpod. The other rabbi said bepaiskim in uschoy saksubish kasu tayrim. They did write titles. Omevur shahaminikayim yaz and he kedem lichtav toyar ha. Hamatim proper, the proper titles. The haroi l'chol echav yechlefi mahaloloi u'shifch according to his status. The ein l'shanes haminig b'zeh do not deviate. Ulam b'shut mishne halochos kosav l'dayk mimashon b'sugin v'liskasher hay b'ruvain v'hay b'ben Yaakov. 8. The Gemara's question was, why can't you just write Ruvain v'hay b'ben Yaakov? 8. So therefore you see shayikosim rak Ruvain ben Yaakov. You see from the Gemara, when the Gemara gives examples of signatures in this stuff, Gemara, the Gemara does not make any mention of titles. Ben Yaakov, maybe they did. That was part of the maybe the answer. Shimon Yaakov, v'lekasu ben mirenu harav uchayetze bo v'kasav shemikach yesh v'lmoy lahakpid b'ksubat shloy l'chavatarim. Less is more. Rak yachtoim Shimon ben Yaakov aid oy kayotze bo v'gam zal oy shlito layichlo. Do not write zechoin and levracha. Do not write sheyichye leyamim tov maruchim
layichlo. It's about certain.
Well, the father died.
Nobody
says what? Don't sign.
Don't sign your names up.
Okay, you know it's very embarrassing. I know they were masbid by Belsky. They were masbid someone. In Tarmadas on the Shloshim, they had a big event, a big Hespedim, like two, three hours of Hespedim, and they had a very major league Rosh Hashiva. He was Maspid. I don't want to say the names, not to embarrass anyone. And he was Maspid. And when he was being Maspid, he was quoting another major league, very famous Rosh Hashiva. And he said it with a mamash, a heslavos. And he said, and this Godol, Haraf, so and so, Zecher, Tzadik, Levrocha. And everyone screamed out. They screamed, oh, what are you saying, Zecher? What are you saying? What are you saying? He's alive, he's alive. What are you saying? Okay, so it says over here that you should not put in the city. Let's say, they once did this in the journal, in Tarvadas, they used to put out a journal called the Masifta Journal. The Masifta Journal, and they once, one of the Rosh Hashivas, he wrote in his shtickle, they wrote Zecher Tzadik Levracha. They wrote Zecher Tzadik Levracha in the journal itself. It was very embarrassing. I mean, that's like the worst mistake you can possibly make to write on the title. Okay, let's go further. So over here, he says over here that when it comes to writing the ksuba, you should, if the, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, the parent of the Chosn Kal, is not living, so you should not write Zichrona Levracha. If they're living, you should not write Shlita. Leave out titles, leave out brachas. Let's go further. Therefore, I lost the place over here. Let's see over here. Ulam, Beshut, Mishnah, Allah's Kasav, Ladaik, Mimashal, we'll be ready next to them. I'm sorry. A third line from the top of this section. He's designating, he's identifying himself by his father's name. It's just a form of identification. It's not called bizoin if you do not write Harav Hagoin. And when you're calling your father by his name, so then you say Avimari, you say give him the titles. But when you're coming to identify yourself in the ksuba, then there's no need to write titles. The only prohibition to call your father by his name is only orally, but in writing there is no prohibition to write your father's name. So what is the bottom line? The bottom line is there are different minhagim. Every Masader Kedushin has his unique custom. There are some, I saw this, some Rabbanim, some Rosh Yeshiva, it is their custom, they do not add titles into the Ksuba. They leave it blank. They just write the name, the Chosan, Ben, HaChosan, so-and-so, Ben, whoever the father's name is, period. And then there are Rosh Yeshiva that do air titles. They definitely do air titles. I told you, I was shocked, at a wedding where the Rosh Yeshiva that was the acting beside the condition, he left out the titles in the ksuba, and they gave a kibbutz to read the ksuba another Rosh Yeshiva who his custom was to insert titles, and when he read the ksuba, he was very disturbed that the titles were missing. And it could be he actually added the titles in when he actually said the name. Not that people were listening, maybe they were listening, I don't know, but it was not a very pleasant thing to see.
Does it matter if he misreads the Kasuba?
No, it does not matter at all. It does not matter. And in fact, sometimes they purposely make do not read it correctly, not to embarrass someone. For example, let's say the Kal is not a psula. The Kal is not a psula for whatever reason. And then the ksuba does not say hakala. What? I'll give you an example. The Kal is pregnant. It's an emergency wedding. An emergency wedding is when the Kal is pregnant. Okay. No, that's not an embarrassment. That's not an embarrassment in the second marriage. But let's say you have a situation where the Kal is embarrassed, and then the rule is you normally say Akala Abasula, and you also it's 200 zuz. Ba'ula only is 100 zuz. So there are situations where it is advised that the one who reads the ksuba should read not what it says, and it really doesn't make any difference, because the only reason why you read the ksuba is just to be mafsik between the erisin and the suin. Shloyos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You don't want to do it exactly for. So in echad zagash. Okay, so they don't read the ksuba at all. So what do they do in between? Have a speech. They have a choir. They have a speech. They do other things in order to be mafsik between the reading of the ksuba. In some circles, I mean, this became now a hot issue in the open orthodoxy, where they give the reading giving to a woman to read.
Right.
So since the reading of the ksuba is just there for hafsik, so you can give a woman, you can be mechabed women. So this obviously is a very touchy
famous case where Rashef is stuck his foot in his mouth.
Maisa koif. Maisa koif. And the reporter doesn't know what maisa koif means. It's a Maisa Koif. That was years ago. Today, it's already became a much, much more controversial issue. Okay. All right, so the bottom line is, pay attention. They go to a wedding and pay attention. See what they, when they read the ksuba, sometimes people who read the ksuba, they take it very seriously. They read it very well, very, very carefully, very meticulously. And you could hear word for word what they're saying, and you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot what they say, and you hear if they added towels or not. Okay, let's go to the next sugya. Liva Mishnayis, it's also a very nice topic. Liva Mishnayis. Okay, we really love to do very quickly. It's nice to do very quickly. Liva Mishnayis, Achas Avor Shnei Niftarim. Okay, so you want to learn, it's like similar to the Shal of saying Kaddish for two Mason. Are you allowed to learn Mishnayis? A person has to go Rachmon Litzlan to a Beis Avel, have to make two Shiva calls, and both of them they ask you, can you learn Mishnayis? Oh, look at that, my favorite Masechta is available. I'll sign my name in both homes, and I'll learn it once. I'll learn it once and have Kavanah to the Shigol for both Mason. Can you do, is that a proper thing to do? So let's just start, if we have time, we'll just do it very quickly. It has to be l'shma. When it comes to writing the get has to be written only for one specific woman, not for two different women. Kavana has to be for one person in the rule. And whenever you need kavana, it must be for one person only. Well, the
difference between
mishnayis and ksuba in a chanami, it's not the same standards. By the of a chos of law, when it comes to a get, has to be l'shma. Deraisa. When it comes to learning mishnayis, it's not dealing with the deraisa. But yet we can extrapolate. We can derive that lichatchila, when you need kavana, just like by a get, the kavana that was written must be for one woman. There's another woman has exactly the same name, and the man happens to be married to two women with exactly the same name, and he has the cipher write the get. And listen, just write the get with this name for both of them. Have them both in mind. And then the first one I get in the fight with, she'll be the one that will get the get. You can't do that. It doesn't work. So what about when it comes to Mishnayis? She'ein adam yochel l'chavim v'derechem v'mavur shem ufiz ha'kosav she'yev shalom ha'kadish echad avur shmein niftam. That's the sugya that you're not supposed to have say kadish for two mesim. Rav Moshe chooses on this. But the other you can. But l'chadchilo, you're not supposed to say kadish for more than one person with one kadish. K'dvar av mavur b'shut k'erim l'lovin sh'nus al mit she'hizkir. Atzvel l'spal l'zni atim v'lo m'kadish l'lo m'shnayis. L'ilui nishmas pleni. U'v'soich hazman nif Aviv, his father was Nifter. But Tzach last says called Zosli l'Nishmas Aviv. So Pasach Shiyama Kadosh Milma Mishnayis Al Kol Echad B'Nifrad. Go to two minyanim. You contracted to say Kadosh for so and so, and now you have to say Kadosh for yourself. So you say Kadosh for your father, and then go to another minyan and say Kadosh Nochamol. Come to the end of another minyan and say Kadosh for the person you contracted Kadosh for. But Tfilu Fniyateva In Yochel L'Spal Av Ushnei. You can't do it. Uvishut Igris Moshe Kosa B'Davar Adam Sheshepar Nesasei Hu B'Zeh Shehu Sham. That's his parnasa. The echad mehach nisoysav. One of the sources of income is he gets money for saying kaddish. Who loy makaddish al elu shalohinichu bonim zochadim shiyam makaddish. We're tzoyne leida bead kam anoshim yochel loy makaddish. The question was from Moshe. My income. How can I say kaddish for multiple people at the same time? The heishav yinei lani estati tzoch l'shiyah kaddish echad biyoyim l'chol echad. So Moshe is a very powerful yisoyt. That you only make her, they have to say Kaddish once a day. And it's nogea when a person, how far does a person have to be meiser never say Kaddish when he's saying Kaddish? He has to go in business. I'm going to miss Mincha. I'm going to miss Ma'ariv. Is it a big deal? So Rav Moshe says it's not a big deal. The only ikar is to say Kaddish at least once a day. You should do your utmost not to miss at least to say Kaddish once a day. If you can't make every Mincha and every Ma'ariv, it's okay. The world does not come to an end. But if you're going to miss Shachar, Mincha Ma'ariv, that's already a big deal. To miss Kaddish the entire day, that already you should avoid. Right, so if you can't make a Mincha, People pride themselves. People pride themselves. People pride themselves that they never miss. They never not to miss in Sulam. They were saying Kaddish, not to miss a Kaddish. I remember someone told me a story. A person, he finished saying Kaddish the entire year, and he was bragging to his friend, "I did not miss the Omot the entire 11 months. I did not miss the Omot." So the person said to him, "And yeah, and at what expense?" In other words, it's no gedula, because by if you telling me you did not miss an umrah the entire 11 months, somebody, it's impossible you didn't get into a fight with someone, mm-hmm, and you didn't insult someone and step on someone else's toes. So therefore, it's not something to brag about. Adrab, something to cry about. That if you went through an entire year and you didn't miss the umrah, you're in more trouble than if you than if you did get the umrah every single time.
People, let's say a sibling or parents, you're saying for two people at the same time.
So you should, what you should do is you should designate in your mind that for Shachris it's going to be for this person, and for Maariv it's going to be for this person. If a person is in a situation where he has Zachiv, Rachmana Litzlan, for two people at the same time, which no, it's Nogea when a person loses a second parent. So when a person loses a second parent, it's going to be the yard side of the first parent in the middle of the Yud Beis Chodesh. So on that day, what does he do? He's supposed to say Kaddish for the first parent, and now he's saying Kaddish for the second parent. So you're supposed to break it up. That for this tefillah it's going to be for this parent, and for this tefillah it's going to be for that parent, not to do it at the same time. For Heshev.
You know, if you're not comfortable leading the davening,
You don't. No, you definitely don't do it. You don't do it. If you're not comfortable, you don't do it. Not a chazan, not a shatz. No, you don't do it. In many places, that this is a very big thing. Chassidim in many shuls, the many, it's not a big deal to daven for the omelet. It's not a requirement. Stand down. Less is more. To say Kaddish, you say the Kaddish. In some shuls, just the opposite. They'll even divide up on Shabbos Musaf. They'll divide up if someone has the Yartza that week for a great, great uncle three times removed from the wife's side. So it's Kedai to go and they have two minyanim from Musaf. To two minyanim from Musaf, Shabbos Musaf. It's crazy. But that's what they do in some shuls. That's what they do in some shuls. And Mitzvah Shabbos, you'll have 10 minyanim, a minyan in the street, a minyan in the hallway, a minyan in the kitchen, and a minyan outside the bathroom. Right?
It's go to the minyan in the kitchen.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. But in some shuls, you're going to have it. And in some shuls, the attitude is, what's the big deal? So you don't daven for the Amud. Barovam, Havas Melech, we have 1 million, so you don't daven. The world will go on just the same. The Neshama will have the same Ali. Go on just the same. It's a different approach. A different approach to life. Let's go further. And Moshe, let's go. Okay, I really want to talk about something. So we'll just do this paragraph. We'll have to know. Just do one more. This paragraph. We'll continue this next time. The Heish of Yehonah Niestai Titzach Sheyeh Kaddishach Biyomer Lecholecha V'Lachem Kishispal Lufnei Amad Yeh Olo Od Kaddishim V'im Yesh Besakneses Shnei Minyanim Yesh Kafel Yesh Kefil Kaddishim V'Yachrei Limudo B'Mishnayis Chodeme Yeh Loi Od Kaddishim V'Kafi Sikum HaKaddishim Yachol Sheyachol Loimar Kach Yesa. So basically, I'll stop over here. Basically, Moshe says that you have to go and you should not do more than one. He goes on to say that a person, when he brings it over here, I'm not sure if he brings it over here, is that if a person has commissioned himself to say Kaddish for money, you can take upon yourself two people, but not more. Why? Because you only have to say once a day. Only have to say, if a person is being paid to say Kaddish an entire 11 months for a person, so you can take upon yourself two clients, not three, because it's not possible to commit yourself to be at 3 minyanim a day. It's very likely that throughout the 11 months you're going to miss at least 1 minyan a day. A person is not a malach.
Yeah.
It's not a malach. There's no guarantee. If you take three clients, that means every single day you have to never miss Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. Shachris for client number one, Mincha, client number two, Maariv, client number three.
It's in Maariv.
More than one Kaddish and he's dominating.
Rav Moshe seems to say is that all the Kaddish of one davening, if you're being paid, it's not the right thing to take advantage and divide up the Kaddishim among 10 Kaddishim. All the Kaddishim of 1 minyan go for one person, for one of your clients. And all of the Kaddishim of another minyan go for the other client. And since you cannot commit yourself, it's not possible to commit yourself to make a minyan three times a day, even though people do it. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation. We live in a generation today where it's very possible to do. But Moshe says that the very big commitment. So therefore, you should not take upon yourself more than two people, and each one should get. But b'shas hadchak, when you have no alternative, when there's no choice, people, there's no one saying Kaddish, so then b'diavad you can say one Kaddish, it should count for multiple people. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll take a short break.